So, a getaway planned. It's coming soon. And it's one of them getaways that'll clear the mind and restore faith, not just in humanity, but in oneself and also in the ability to, you know, not be caught in a box. It's something that allows for greater connection. And that's why this particular getaway means and matters more than any of the getaways that have happened and transpired in years. You know, it ain't often that, you know, when people go to do this shit, like I'm going to Cuba or, you know, I don't know, Panama or Belize, or, you know, they're going to Ghana or Nigeria or Fernando Po and, you know, various places of that nature. It's like, that's the how you they restore faith in humanity, by seeing the worst conditions of humanity, which is true and is also a reality that I have myself have seen. Then there's that same restoring of faith in humanity within the first world context. And it happens in many ways. Some of those ways, or at least one of those ways, which includes greater connection, right? You see? Greater connection. I'm trying to get this one off before I pass up. The greater connection that can come from a few days of, I don't want to say R&R, but a few days of a few days of relaxation, connection, communication, interaction. It's all going to contribute to a greater state of mind. It's all going to contribute to the mind being a little bit more at peace with itself and the people around you. You know? Like, straight up, anytime I've been to Montreal, yes, by the end of the long day, because I get there early morning and leave, not late, but 8 p.m., 9 p.m., by the time I'm coming back, I'm ready to call my home. But when I go, each time I go, it's like a rejuvenation of the spirit, you know what I mean? It's like a rejuvenation of self. It's like now I can intake the energy of a new environment and use that energy when I get back to, hopefully it emanates to others, hopefully it just straight up makes you more productive in whatever you're doing, because you absorbed that energy of a bigger city and a better city. So, weekend getaway, and I cannot wait, and I hope y'all are doing some getaways pre-Christmas, and your getaway is not just the Christmas getaway to wherever you're going, if you're not from the city you're living in. I hope it's one that involves location to location, one location to a completely different location. I think there's value in that, man. That's why people travel. So remember, you're going to absorb some energy out of these places. And there's also people who like never, like I'm, like I work with people and someone who don't, they don't travel at all. They've never traveled. And like, you know, I can't judge them for that, but I feel like lack of perspective of what's going on outside of fucking Ottawa, even if it's just Ottawa to Toronto or Ottawa to Montreal, it's like three entirely different cities. There's a lot to learn from the experiences gained, the experiences that you create, the people you meet, the places you go, the different hoods you go, the galleries, the record shops, the places to eat, the coffee shops, all these things, the clothes, all this shit. All of this is contributing to, I know I just listed off materialism shit, but that whole process of being not where you were from adds to a greater sense of, you know, a feeling of accomplishment spiritually, you know, and mentally and energy wise and so on. So on that note, I'm gonna end this off. Don't got much more to say about that. But those of you working weekends, I get it. You gotta do what you gotta do. But I hope you do find some rest. And the ability to recuperate before the week starts, all right? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.